fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 21st day of December, year of our Lord, 2022. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, we're joined today by Chance with Simply Clean Foods, Dr. Myers, and to do the Pledge of Allegiance, we have Deputy Hendricks. So everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. Turn over to you, Deputy.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Chance. Good morning. Good morning, excuse me there, Dr. Myers. Please join me as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well done, Deputy. Many of these school districts, these school boards say that it takes too much time out of the school day to do the Pledge of Allegiance, which I believe is less than 15 seconds, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
That's amazing. 15 seconds.
Our school district still does it.
Well, good for them. Good for them. Nothing to be sorry about. Yeah, nothing at all.
I was talking about walking on top of you.
Oh, no sweat, GI. Your voice sounds stronger. You're on the mend from your heart surgery, and still on track to be back in the saddle doing your deputy duties in, what, about 2 weeks?
Well, yes, and in fact, my surgeon, and he's all clear.
Well, fantastic. Any updates? I know you're somewhat sequestered with your situation, but any updates in your neighborhood on what's going on with the COVID clot shots and related topics?
Well, again, I'd like to express my condolences about the situation with your daughter and grandchildren and all that. I understand how you feel, because my brother and his wife, they took the shot, and they're starting to have some of the residual side effects as well. And, of course, them and other friends and family, that cousins and things that did take it, they've refused to make a connection between their symptoms and what's happening to them and the fact that they took the clot shot. I don't know if that's true with Chance and or Dr. Myers and his patients, but they don't seem to want to make the connection, John.
Well, that's pretty much ubiquitous. It's happening nationwide. Oh, I got a A follow-up on that, what you just said there, Deputy. The prepper tip of the day is to enjoy time with friends and family. This may be the last holiday season for many of these folks who made the unfortunate decision to get the clot shot. So enjoy the time that's left, and that's my prepper tip of the day. Anything else, Deputy, before we get away?
Well, I have something for Deputy as well, John.
Chance has a question here.
Sure.
Actually, more of a statement, Deputy. First of all, you know, we have been praying for your healing. So know that, and this is probably going to be our last broadcast before Christmas. So, Deputy, I hope you and your family, including your children, have a blessed Christmas and a wonderful, wonderful New Year. And then last thing, just a comment. We were talking about the Pledge of Allegiance. You know what really pleases me to see here in our county? Our sheriff's department and local fire department, on the back of their patrol cars and the back of the fire trucks, it has four words: "In God we trust." In God we trust. And that is so wonderful to see still in these small communities that they put the Lord first in everything they do.
Well, we do that as well. First of all, thank you, all of you, the Moore Nation and everyone out there from the fires and the faults. They certainly do make a big difference. I know it did. May I relate something real quick, John? A friend of mine from my class reunion went through the same procedure, and they made a mistake, and he's no longer with us. So, as routine as it is these days, they still make mistakes. And in case of course, but
yeah. Well, God bless you, and God bless the family of your classmate who's gone. Thank you, Deputy. We look forward to having you back next week. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Speaking of the place, several of our restaurants have it in their foyer as you go in, Pledge of Allegiance. So I just want to point that out. And once again, as Chance alluded to, Merry Christmas, John, to you and your family. As you said, enjoy it. It might be the last, unfortunately. And as alluded to, your prepper tip of the day, God bless, and y'all take care, and talk to you next week.
Thank you, Deputy. We appreciate it.
Of course, Kudzu is king.
Thank you, sir. Kudzu is king. And kudzu is an edible plant by humans, the entire plant from the roots to the stems to the leaves, starchy, nutritious plant that you can still get seeds for, I believe. Regardless, we have with us Dr. Phil Myers, who's a practicing chiropractic physician in the metro Atlanta area, and Chance with Simply Clean Foods. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, everybody. How's everybody doing today?
Fantastic, and good morning, Chance.
Very well. Thank you, Doctor. Okay. Good morning, and Merry Christmas to you and your family as well.
You too. And my condolences as well to everything going on with people's families, and to Deputy and Chance and John. Happy holidays, and I look forward to a very pleasant 2023 with a lot of the disclosure coming through, and let's see what happens over the next week or two. I look for some exciting things to happen for all of us.
There's going to be things happening. There's no doubt about that. Well, gentlemen, since we talked last week, Thursday and Friday of last week, Tucker Carlson publicly, now before we go any farther, Tucker Carlson, I believe, has the largest television audience of any human being in the United States. I'm pretty sure he does. And the statements he made were earth-shattering, quite frankly. He said without equivocation that the CIA was involved in the murder of John F. Kennedy in November 1963. That's a major, major development for one of the top mainstream broadcast journalists to make that kind of statement. The implications of that, of his statement and what that means, are hard to fathom because so many things happened after that that we're still dealing with and we'll probably deal with for decades in the future. Involves health and nutrition as well, because the same people, families involved in murdering John Kennedy, are the same families that control the pharmaceutical industry and healthcare and the food industry. they're all connected, don't you think, Doctor?
We are all on the same wavelength. Exactly. I was thinking, like, okay, the conversations we were going to be having today and the interconnections between what we hear on TV, mainstream media, or programming, and how it's influenced the population's thinking about what we should eat, drink, how we should take care of our bodies through health care and medications. And, it's definitely been driven by those institutions.
Well, both you gentlemen are involved in nutrition. Chance sells it, and Dr. Myers makes recommendations. The food pyramid recommended by the U.S. government is pretty much not what human beings should consume. Is that accurate, Doctor?
Not even close. It's like reversed. And plus, it's so toxically connected to so many neurotoxins and things like that. It's just, it's amazing how long we live with the amount of crud that's pushed into our bodies.
Well, it's finally taking its toll. The last 2 years, I'm not sure how many decades, maybe better part of a century, there's been a decrease in longevity of Americans the past 2 years, Doctor. Are you aware of that, sir?
Oh, yeah, very much so.
What do you attribute that to, sir?
Forget what's happened with COVID-19 and the agenda and everything like that. We have seen a continuation of increased neurotoxicity and increase in autoimmune diseases. The shift over from a healthy immune system to a rampant autoimmune and hyperactive immune system has gone through the roof. You see it in the neuro. So, for example, when a child gets these neurotoxins and allergenic neurotoxins in their body through the foods and the environment, it creates the leaky gut system, where your intestinal tract is literally leaking into tissues of the body where nothing should go. It should stay in the nice little tube. It doesn't do that. So that leaky gut creates more neurotoxicity in the nervous system, in the brain areas, for nervous system development, immune system development, hormone development, and growth development, where it's reverse aging and anti-aging. And then you get the increase in all the problematic thinking and behavioral problems, as well as you start seeing increases in basically what we would have called old people issues earlier on in their development. Now, as those children develop over a period of time, those things turn into Parkinson's and cancer and all the different autoimmune diseases. And then as the adults are getting these neurotoxins in their body, it exacerbates their pre-existing conditions and makes them get the issues quicker, and they're unable to recover from the exhaustion of the body through thyroid issues, then adrenal issues, hormone dysregulation issues, and hyperreactive immune systems. Now you add the clot shot, the increase in spike protein into the environment, and the effects of that whole system that's now going through most of the people in our society, you get an increased rampant exposure and an increased changes in those autoimmune diseases, cancer-ridden diseases, and degenerative diseases faster and faster and faster, and that's why we're seeing the increase. So that's my interpretation. That's what I'm seeing out in the world.
Okay. Well, Doctor, I agree with your evaluation on one hand. On the other, those things have been incremental, increasing the fatalities of Americans maybe a couple of percentage points a year. However, here's the however. Beginning in July of last year, July of 2021, funeral directors and other people in that related industry saw a 40% increase in people dying. Basically, the biggest, and something else that we're seeing also among funeral directors, they're the coffin makers, I should say, that manufacture the coffins are now getting, for the first time since they've been in business for 30, 40, 50 years, they're getting bulk orders for children's coffins. There's no precedent for this, Doctor. Bulk orders for children's coffins being ordered from the coffin manufacturers by the funeral directors. So, on one hand, what you're saying is true and accurate. On the other, the dramatic increase that's happened over and above the incremental increases that you described began in July of 2021. Are you aware of that also, Doctor?
Oh, yeah, and that's when the vaccination came in through.
Right, right. Well, the vaccination began 6 months before. The die-off began 6 months later. And we're just at the beginning of it. My daughter...
Well, we don't even know what's going to happen. I mean, we have all these parents and moms having these beautiful children, and we're very happy to see these moms having these beautiful kids now since the pandemic. But we have no... Well, we do from the Pfizer report. That's not good. But we really don't know, because we haven't technically, from a viewpoint, seen it, what's going to happen to these children that come from double-vaxxed parents and the issues that those kids are going to have within their first 5 years. Forget if they don't get injected with all the other stuff that's going to be pushed upon them in mainstream medical.
Well, it was only last week, I believe, possibly the week before, the CDC authorized infants 6 months old and older get the clot shot. So it'll be a double whammy, both parents being vaccinated, and then you inject that poison into your six-month-old baby.
Yeah. Yeah, you were right on that. This year is the year that we're going to sadly maybe see a lot of loss in our world. And my heart goes out to that, and I really hope that things can change more rapidly than that we're seeing it, so we can see maybe less of that.
Well, it's hope. We don't have any definitive way to counteract the clot shots that I'm aware of. Basically, among other things, people destroy their immune system when they take the clot shot, don't they, Doctor?
For sure. And it's like people ask me a lot, like, what can we do? I'm like, well, from the spike protein aspect, anything that has shishimic acid in it, that's your fennel, that's your star anise, that's your pine needle. Those herbs, those supplements have that shishimic acid in them, and that shishimic acid takes the spike off the protein, and you don't get the allergenic neurotoxin associated with it. Like we were talking the other day, while we were talking about shedding, and that is the remedy that I recommend when we know you're going to be around boosted people, going to fly in planes, load up on shishimic acid teas, bring that along with you, so when you get to your final destination, you can then take that tea again and come back, because you've been on a plane with God knows how many people with so much shedding going on. Now, when it comes to the shot itself, the metals that are in there, we've put an umbrella as graphene oxide. You need to help support the detoxification process of your body. You need to exercise that immune response. You need to exercise blood flow. You need to exercise lymphatic drainage, liver detox, colon detox abilities through glutathione, activated charcoal, those types of herbs, anything for liver support, milk thistle, dandelion, things like that to help improve your own body's ability to evacuate these types of materials. Molecular hydrogen is another one. Carbon 60, the 60 carbon molecule, it's a black or purple substance to help eradicate those types of neurotoxins.
We have a break. We get back, we'll hear about the Christmas special that Chance has running. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Mr. Sandman. Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
You're sleepless. I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's more action going on in the bedroom than snoring.
Fix bayonets.
Lay me down. And Nicole Colgren. Where for many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. My Christmas sale of energy cleaners is in effect. However, my website's down. My order takers can't take orders because they use the website. So if you want an energy cleaner with $25 off, and the mattress pads that go with it, 25% off, just give me a call when the show's over. I'll be taking your order manually, personally. That number is 314-965-3007. I say again, 314-965-3007. Visiting with Dr. Phil Myers. Dr. Myers, what's your office telephone number, please?
636-236-9848.
9848. And that website is?
DrPhilMyers.com. DrPhilMeyers. You can also find, that's my title for my Twitter and for Telegram.
All right. And Chance, what's your website, please? Because people can't find your website for mine at the moment.
Website is www.simplycleanfoods. That's plural, FOODS.net, simplycleanfoods.net. And you can reach us at 737-400-2066.
Outstanding. Well, tell us about the Christmas solstice special.
Absolutely. We have been asked several times to come up with some recipes using our different products to make life a little bit easier for those that live a busy life. And so we came up with our tagliatelle with sweet corn and cherry tomatoes. And this is an entire kit, right? So this kit includes our minimally processed tagliatelle pasta. If you don't, if you haven't heard of that, it's like a small fettuccine noodle, minimally processed, and then of course our non-GMO sweet corn, our freeze-dried organic garlic, organic peppercorns, organic chopped basil, and the ever so popular white cheddar cheese powder. The recipe is right there online. All you need to do to find this is type in on our website in the magnifying glass in the top right hand corner. Just type in Christmas. This is a Christmas special. This retails for over $80. We have it on sale for the Christmas season for $59. The only two items that you have to add that are not in the kit, of course, are the fresh grape tomatoes. Some people call them cherry tomatoes, and a very good quality olive oil. What a wonderful dish this is, the tagliatelle. And we encourage folks to try this for yourself. It does make it very easy. You just follow the recipe instructions on our website.
All right. Thank you very much. Doctor, we're at a point now where saving the children is about all that's left, quite frankly. Many children have not received the COVID vaccination clot shot. And anything parents and grandparents can do, that we can do to inform, I should say, parents and grandparents, do not get this poison injected into these children's arms, may save some lives, couldn't it, Doctor?
Well, absolutely. I mean, one of the first things I would recommend is you're talking to two different populations of people. So the people on this show, if you are awake and aware of the propaganda of the research that has been censored and all that type of stuff, and you're aware that's going on, your best thing, and you have the ability and authority within your family to help make those decisions, you keep your family safe. You do the best that you can to learn the laws, learn the system as best as you can to keep your children safe and away from this system as best as you can. And for those of the people that are not aware of this and are just waking up to the fact, it's like, okay, this is the scenario. You got to start doing the research, doing the informational checks to find out what you can do to help protect your kids and help protect your family. And find if your kids are in private or public schools, what can you do from a paper standpoint to say, my child will not participate in these things. What do you have to do within your family dynamics with schooling and with education and social connections and things like that? So, it's a broad answer because there's so many scenarios. But the best you can do is protect your family as best as you can, and have the the nutritional supplements to counteract anything that is currently going on or that you might have to get exposed to in the future due to a push from the outside world.
All right, gentlemen, hold on. We have a break. The call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. My website is thelibertyman.com. It's down. We're working diligently to get it back up. In the meantime, my Christmas sale on energy cleaners is in effect. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, micro plus throws. So to get in on this sale, you need to give me a call. I will take your order over the telephone after the show's over. Just call me at 314-965-3007. I say again, 314-965-3007. Visiting with Chance, representing Simply Clean Foods, the website simplycleanfoods.com. Did I get that right, Chance? Simplycleanfoods.com?
Very close. Simplycleanfoods.net.
.net. Let's get the net in there. Simplycleanfoods.net. And Dr. Phil Myers' office telephone. You want to make an appointment, become a client of Dr. Myers' 636-236-9848. Doctor, did you wrap up your thoughts before we get to our next caller here?
I added to modern technologies that are out there, like the energy cleaner and red light therapies, and anything that you can participate in that is going to help your body be more vibrant. And the techniques that I teach on my website, the energy cleaner, different modern technologies, anything that will help improve blood flow, immune function, digestive function, endocrine function, and brain function, get into your daily life, I highly recommend.
All right. Our next caller is one of our RBN hosts. That would be Chris Steiner. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, John. I just wanted to ask Dr. Myers, since you mentioned a few moments ago molecular hydrogen. I know how good it is coming from water ionizers, and I've seen tablets out there. I don't know if that's a good source, but you know, for dissolving the spike protein that you mentioned, I've heard different other doctors mention antioxidants, and since you know it's such a powerful antioxidant, I've found so many different studies that show it's good for so many different diseases and conditions. So I just, anyway, it's a necessary part. I think it's the most important part of my regimen is drinking the alkaline ionized or freshly ionized water with the molecular hydrogen, which is the, you know, yields the antioxidant-free electrons. So, you know, I'm just giving out, throwing out search terms for the audience, but it's just calling to ask if you know of what are good sources or I'm trying to find, what was your website again? As well,
Doctor. Hey, morning, Chris. How you doing? Nice to meet you. My website is drphilmeyers.com. I like the H2 pills from Quiksilver Scientific out of Colorado. Dr. Shea, he did a great job. There's other ones out there as well, but I like his. You can literally just throw this pill in your 16-ounce glass of water, and as the pill dissolves, it changes the water into pure H2. And then what happens is on the top of layer of the water is this basically cap film that keeps the hydrogen in the water so it doesn't dissolve out, or you don't have to keep a cap on a bottle of water or something like that, because not everybody has bottles of water that they're carrying around. And so you don't get the loss of the molecular hydrogen in your glass of water. So I really like this. We literally have stockpiles at our house for it. And I'm not sure exactly how well the molecular hydrogen is for the spike protein itself. That's more the example of the shishimic acid that I'm aware of, but the molecular hydrogen itself helps destroy free radicals, turns it into pure absorbable and hydratable water in your system, so that in itself helps repair damage internally into your body right off the bat. So no matter what you're getting damaged by, the molecular hydrogen does well. And I like the pills. They're really easy. You can travel with them. You don't have to carry your ionizing water. Like, oh, crap, I'm traveling to wherever and I don't have my ionizing water machine. Oh, cool, I got these pills. They're easy.
Yeah, I was thinking I'd like to get a solar set up to power it if I need to travel with it, because, you know, in an Airbnb, I just had to have it for a few weeks that I was using Airbnbs. So, you know, because there are all the other benefits from it, but you know, I do also want to have the option to have molecular hydrogen. And you know, I know hydrogen peroxide has an oxidative effect, so magnesium peroxide I've taken for getting oxygen and molecular oxygen in the system, which is another thing that water ionizers produce when they split the water apart. And, you know, you have the lower surface tension, the alkaline and platinum nanoparticles that different studies show anti-cancer effects, as well as the, you know, in conjunction with molecular hydrogen. So, yep. You know, I did all these different other properties I like. I remember the very first time I drank it, I was given a cold glass of ionized water that was put in the fridge not too long before, so it was fairly fresh, and I immediately felt the cold water doing twists and turns in my brain. So I was really astonished by that and how much energy it's given me. But I do want to. I'll look into the product that you gave, which is what was that, H2 Silver?
Yeah, sorry. The pill is called H2. The company is Quiksilver Scientific out of Colorado. That's who creates that version. There's other versions of molecular hydrogen pills, but I like Dr. Shea's product overall. I think it's one of the best ones out there in the market.
All right. Thank you much, Doctor. Take care.
Okay.
No, you're welcome, Chris. Nice meeting you. Have a happy New Year.
Thank you.
Our next caller is Mike in Kentucky. Good morning, Mike.
Well, I've been drinking magnetic water here lately. I want to ask you a question about that. But how is that fresh methane coming down from Siberia up there in Montana this morning? Does it smell pretty good? All that fresh air?
I'm in Atlanta. Well, no, I have no idea.
I'm talking to the show host there.
Oh, well,
are you getting some pretty cold?
It's coming in. Yeah, it'll be minus 3 degrees tomorrow night, you know, with about 3 inches of snow.
we got 4 inches predicted here in our part of Kentucky, and we've got wind chills coming at maybe as low as, I forget, 15 or 20 below zero for the wind chill. Right. I can't remember. Right. Anyway, I got from Lou Lyon, if you're a shortwave listener, you may remember him from the late 90s. And for some reason, I don't think I paid for it. I had it shipped in COD, and I got one of these brick magnets from him on an old CRT, you know, cathode ray tube TV from 5-6 feet away. You could change the color on it. So when I got a Berkey filter from the RBN store, it fit perfectly in the base of the thing, and so I put it in the base to magnetize my water, because before I got the Berkey, I had this jug of clear plastic spring water, and I put it in the freezer on the bottom of that jug, and it froze the air bubbles in that water when it froze was on the lines of magnetic force of that magnet, and the bottom of the jug cracked, and the water evaporated from the inside of the jug out. The other thing I did that people say, oh, you can't magnetize water. And I talked to an environmental scientist who had a degree, and he goes, yes, water has a polarity. And he drew the molecule out, and he said, here's the plus side and here's the minus side. So you can temporarily magnetically line up water. And I think, you know, there's some evidence that, you know, 1,000 to 3,000, 4,000 years ago, the Earth's magnetic field was much more stronger than it is today. And so I did this lemonade fast, and I decided, you know, I'm going to put a glass of this lemonade on my magnet in the fridge. And I went to go drink it a couple of hours later, and it tasted soapy. All of the ascorbic acid in the lemon juice was broken or something like that. And I'd heard this years ago, if you put a battery on a magnet, you'll kill the battery. So, would any of these things, if I'm have been drinking this magnetic water, do you think it would be affected adversely by what you're talking about, your products, the H2 water?
Well, okay, so you're getting into the conversation of charged water and how water molecules can take on the form and shape of electrical and sound vibration and frequency generated technologies, whether it be a crystal, like a quartz crystal, or any type of different type of gems that you can submerge into water or put on the outside of a glass container that's now connected to that water from the environmental connection. We know from scientific literature and research and technologies that water will take on the structured form of particular energies like sound, vibration, and crystals. My favorite is from a company called Taurus Tech out of California. The developer is Nassim Haramein, a physicist. He developed a quartz crystal that was grown in a laboratory. They cut that quartz crystal in the perfect 64 tetrahedral grid. Now, according to their research in quantum physics, the 64 tetrahedral grid is what they call the singularity point, or the place where is like basically a mini black hole, or the space that encompasses all the energy of the universe. A lot of cool research coming out of that with that information.
Well, that's part of what I was going to.
What's
part
that?
Part of what I was going to mention here is that I had read that lemon juice has a electron that's fairly unique in nature, in that it actually spins backwards. And I thought that must be what's going on. I'm flipping that electron with this magnet, and it's taking the tartness out of the lemon juice. I talked to a scientist that's headed toward, almost got his a doctorate. And he just immediately just totally foo-fooed the whole thing. I said, well, what about the, is there not a possible quantum effect that's going on here in this reverse spin
well,
electron?
Anybody that's poo-pooing that technology has not done their research, whether it be technology-based, crystal-based, or just the chemical components that influence water, like lemon juice or any type of molecule.
Well, it was lemonade, I'm sure you've read about
They're not doing their research.
I'm just saying,
They're just allowing themselves to stay in the old paradigm of ignorance, unfortunately.
Well, I'm sure you've heard of that lemonade fast where you use cayenne pepper and dark.
Yeah, the master cleanse.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. And I thought, I'm just going to magnetize this and see what it does. And I was very surprised at how it tasted like soapy water. And so that is like, it may be considered anecdotal by, a lot of the foo-foo type skeptical scientists, but it sure is something just about anybody can do. So I know it's having some effects. I was just wondering if it possibly would have helped, because I've been doing this for 20 years, help with blocking the effects of all these electromagnetic fields, because I was in television for 25 years. There's no way for me to really avoid these electromagnetic fields. I even had to climb towers with cell phone sectors on them, and the cell phone technicians would kind of foo-foo the idea of shutting the cell sector off. And one of them even said, I asked him if they're going to do anything to protect themselves as they climb the tower. And they were like, well, we'll get one of those Faraday suits or something and put it on. Like, you could tell they were just looking at each other and having a little joke about it. But within a year, they put signs all over the tower that said, because I'd put my own homemade sign on the one tower that I had to climb on a regular basis that said, warning, electromagnetic fields, reproductive harm above this point, because we had college kids that was coming up there and climbing this tower, And so they had professional signs put on the tower to say, it was an unsafe electromagnetic field after I raised a stink about it. But, they were all just like foo-fooing the idea that from my understanding is a lot of these cell phone sectors, even though they're, 200 to 300 feet in the air, the transmit side on those, each panel is 60 watts. It's not, your phone is only 3 watts or something, a handheld phone, but I think they used to be up to 5 watts, but they foo-foo the whole idea that has any biological effects. I don't think they know quantum effects. Do they?
Like I said, they're not doing their research.
Right. Not at all.
Yeah. No. All right. Well,
they're obviously not ham radio operators, or they would have this information if they were ham radio operators.
But there's a reason the Navy has those suits to protect their operators working on a radar. Anyway,
absolutely.
I'll talk to you later.
Absolutely. All right. A lot of the early radar operators back in World War II went blind because of the radiation coming off those screens. Very tragic, tragic situation. Yep. They simply didn't know back then. They did not know. Got our last break coming up here. When we get back, we'll have Chance and Doctor summarize their thoughts for this week as we approach the Christmas holiday and the New Year next week. It's that time of year, gentlemen, when people evaluate their lives, where they are, where they've been, and where they'd like to go. We won't take any more calls. We appreciate that. It's a time for that self-evaluation, isn't it, Doctor?
No, totally. Just I want to finish that thought, though, with the charged crystal. Took water from a source and then charged the water with the crystal, sent that water to an independent lab. So they weren't doing it in their own lab. They were sending it to an independent lab. So they had sent the sample water that they used, and then they send the new charged water with it. And the laboratory was like, dude, you sent us two different sources. They're like, no, same source. So the molecular change of the water changed so much that they couldn't even tell the source. And Dr. Amato, in the book, I can't remember what the book was named, but it was like when you did love or hate within water, and it changes the structure. So we know that even thought forms, which has a vibration, tone, and frequency to it, will change the molecular structures of water. So, so much can be done just by the energy that we produce as our own, from our own electromagnetic field as a human being.
Hold on, Doctor. We'll get back. We'll have Chance give his summary, and then you can wrap it up with your summary. We'll be right back.
And I started a blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Well, I wish I was in the land of coffee and oat, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Chance, we'll have you give your summary for the day and for the week, and then we'll wrap it up with Doctor. Go ahead, Chance.
Absolutely. Well, I just want to say this is our last broadcast until Christmas. So I want to say, Lord bless you all and keep you safe during this holiday into the new year. 2023 is going to be, well, it's going to bring a lot of surprises and probably some challenges as well. You need to be looking at utility cost. The current information is showing that your electric and natural gas cost could go over 125% of what you're currently paying right now. John, as you're aware, if you're watching the weather forecast, today through Christmas, here in Texas, all the way up to Oklahoma, and then, of course, on the East Coast, there's going to be some challenges there as well. We're looking here in Texas, single digits down to 8 degrees, I repeat, 8 degrees. So, folks, John and I, for years, have been talking about things that you can do to prepare for these events. I would encourage you, if you don't have a rocket stove, to give John a call. Also, think about a mummy bag that's rated for 0 degrees down to negative 20 degrees, just in case there's a power outage and you don't have the ability to heat your home, okay? You can climb in that mummy bag and stay nice and toasty. It has been a pleasure in the year 2022, John, to be a part of this program. I want to thank you, sir, and Julie, our producer. Thank you for your professionalism over the past year. We love you guys and hope to have a very prosperous and safe new year as well.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. Your summary, please, Doctor.
Thank you very much for that. And I basically say the same thing to everybody. You guys have been amazing. You guys being on the show, talking to everybody and informing the listeners on the best approaches to take care of themselves in every way possible. I really implore you guys and applaud you for all of that. So thank you so very much. And John, allowing me back on the show every Wednesday to talk with you guys, to share other things that we can do. And everybody, take care of yourself this year. Again, I think 2023 is going to be a wonderful year moving forward. We're going to have a lot of challenges, but hold your ground. Stay safe, stay smart, stay connected, and we will all come out of this in the best way possible. So I look forward to seeing everybody in 2023. I will be back in 2 weeks. I will be away out of town on next Wednesday, so I will see you guys all in 2 weeks, and I look forward to seeing you all.
Real good.
Thank you, Doctor.
Chance, thank you. Doctor, thank you. Appreciate it. Have a Merry Christmas. Top of the hour break, we'll be back with Professor James McKinney.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.